The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are coming live, if you're just joining us, from Boston, Massachusetts. And the reason that we are here, and we have been here for a couple of days, we're going to be broadcasting again tomorrow from Boston. We were in Toronto on Monday and Tuesday, is we've travelled over with Ireland Gateway to Europe. And this is a group that focuses all of their energies onto that transatlantic trading relationship. And, you know, when they set themselves up, back when Ireland was on its uppers, it was very much focused on the FDI piece, encouraging US companies into Ireland. Today, it's a much more of a two-way street. Lots of Irish companies expanding into the US. And my next guest knows all about the importance of this relationship. Dr. Nora Caldy is the founder and CEO of Neuritas, and she is with me. Nora, it's a pleasure. Thanks a million for coming into us. So tell us about Neuritas.
So, in a nutshell, what we do is we use artificial intelligence to discover new ingredients that are going to transform everyday consumer products, things that we consume every day, like foods, cosmetics, medical foods, consumer health products. So, a lot of these are actually pretty unhealthy, okay? They've caused a lot of issues over time, especially as we industrialized food, a lot of metabolic health issues, a lot of weight, etc. And that's due to the ingredients within them. The ingredients within them are not that healthy. But it's very hard to find a new ingredient that confers a health benefit. So Neuritas built an AI technology that can accelerate the discovery of new ingredients that not only are cost-effective, but much healthier, to replace a lot of the old ingredients.
And those ingredients that were added to the food during that kind of that process of industrialization, if we'll call it, in terms of the processing and manufacturing, why were they added?
So it's an interesting question, because as we industrialized food, the main two drivers was cost and taste. Mm. It had to taste really good, and it had to also look good, but also had to be cost effective. So those are the two major drivers of how ingredients were discovered before. And today, the consumer is clearly moving towards healthier. Like, the trends of healthiness is just growing. It's going to keep growing. People want healthier. They want more natural. And they're moving away from the old ingredients. But there's no replacements, you see. You can't today, in our days, with the current technologies, you can't actually create new ingredients. It's too expensive. It takes forever. So that's why we had to bring in AI to accelerate the discovery, make it possible to discover ingredients that are not only cost-effective, also neutral in taste, because taste is important, but also bring a whole new angle of health that we didn't have before.
And where was this? What experience or motivation was all of this born out of for you?
For me, it's when I discovered that if you look at the equation, there's an interesting Bain Capital graphic that shows that with the industrialization of food, if you take food as an example, we work in other industries as well, you have a $10 trillion industry every year causing a 6.6 trillion health crises. So literally 66% health crises every single year is caused directly by what we consume. And that, for me, it's unsustainable, obviously, for all governments around the world. And the question was, how do we, you know, alter that? How do we create healthier products that help us live longer so we don't get sick? And that's it.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I think you're absolutely bang on the money when you say that there's more awareness of this from the public. And we've been having these big debates and discussions in Ireland about the rollout of the free school meals. And what so many parents are focusing on is the ingredient list of the food, a kind of a conversation you might not have expected 5, 10, 15 years ago, whereas now they're absolutely aware.
The awareness is massive, and also the technology is going with it. So you have, in parallel, you have all these new technologies that are coming out that actually help consumers choose better. So looking at the ingredients and scoring each ingredient and telling you what product is better than the other. And that creates a lot of pressure, you see, on a lot of the FMCG companies, a lot of these massive food companies or all cosmetic companies, a lot of pressure, because they need to change and they need to actually become more differentiated to address that consumer. But they can't, because today's ingredients cannot do that. And that's where we're solving that, because now there are ingredients that are better, that are cost effective, that can replace a lot of what exists with better.
Yeah, and the cost neutral element, I mean that's important, because sometimes what people reject is the healthier alternative that might taste a little bit like cardboard. You guys are saying, you know what, this is going to taste the same, it's going to look the same, but the stuff in it that you don't really know about, that's going to be better for you.
Yeah, because taste is so important. Taste is like a number, you can't play with taste no matter what, no matter how healthy you are, you tend to go towards tastier. So that is part of the equation. And also cost. Cost is important as well, because people are willing to pay maybe slightly more, but not too much more. So the question is, how do you tackle those two and maintain them while bringing an aspect of health? But given, again, traditional methods of discovery, it's too expensive for decades. Hence, artificial intelligence use.
So where are you then on that journey in terms of kind of this really being up and running as a going concern, and that funding model and everything? Where are you?
So we've commercialized. So we spent quite a few years developing the tech. The tech takes time. So we developed the technology, which is AI-based, like I mentioned, which, again, you can't just buy the data. AI feeds from data and learns from data. You can't just buy biological data. You have to actually make it in the lab. So we built our own labs. By the way, you can see us on Dawson Street, next to the Mansion House, if you're in Dublin. And so we had to create a lot of that data to feed the AI, so that the AI can now actually identify new ingredients, and we've since built the AI, proven the AI. So it's the first life science AI proven globally to have taken something from a concept all the way into clinical onto the market. So we have now a few ingredients on the market that we've now moved into commercialization.
Brilliant.
About 2 years ago, starting with the US. So we've commercialized three ingredients so far. First one is on muscle health, which is a big, massive driver to our health in general. Mobility, energy, metabolic health is driven by the major organ, which is muscle. And I think the awareness of the importance of strength and muscle is becoming bigger. And as we age, we lose it no matter what. And the solution today is protein. Eat more protein. But protein doesn't work at reversing your age or cellular age or improving your strength and muscle. And what PeptiStrong does, which is our first ingredient, is complement that, and it basically improves the health of the cell, of the muscle cell, and as such, you use your protein better. You become stronger. You have a lot more double your energy. It allows older people to even move better and do a lot more than you would otherwise. And then we have one in sleep that has come through. Sleep is a massive consumer problem. People don't sleep. You either take a drug and become dependent, or you take melatonin, which has a lot of side effects as well. So we invented a new safe one that is going to take over very shortly the whole area of sleep.
Why I kind of find it fascinating, all of this, is I think for a lot of people, that AI conversation, it's still confusing. It's not tangible, really, the sense in which it's going to impact our lives. For most of us, really, it's just a glorified search engine. That's what you're using it for, kind of ChatGPT and what have you. But there's been a few examples that have cropped up recently. I know the Mater Hospital in Dublin using it in terms of reading diagnostic scans and knowing which scans to bump up to the top of the list in terms of prioritization. And this as well. I mean, they're tangible examples of how actually, when people say AI is going to change everything, this is an example of it.
It's transformative, literally, because, again, understanding the human biology is super complex. Human biology, we barely understand it. And actually, using AI now to replace a lot of the work people are doing in labs that really lead to nothing, and cutting that and really focusing the scientists on what's important, I think is really interesting. So we've cut, PeptiStrong traditionally would have taken 30 million years to discover. 30 million years to discover PeptiStrong. Traditional lab work. We did it in about 6 months, 2 years with the clinical onto market. That's transformative. So yes, absolutely.
Well, we wish you the absolute best of luck with it all, Nora. Thank you so much for coming into us here in our studio in Boston, Massachusetts. We're here with Ireland Gateway to Europe. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later. Nora Caldy is the CEO, the founder and CEO of Neurotasa.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4.
on News Talk.